Hazori says the public should be able to follow what happens after the city awards a contractor a project.
Well, a good example is the courthouse, how we started at $160 million, who got what, and follow that all the way down to the $350 million plus that they ended up with. Somewhere along the line, the public has a right to know what happened, besides what's reported in the media, how much does it cost, who's still doing business with us, that's still on the contract, who's not, and how much money we lost as a result of that.
Hazori and Boyer got a demonstration of a program called OpenGov on Friday. It doesn't offer a detailed contract view, but they like how it allows taxpayers to interact with the city budget using graphs and searchable data. It's a step up from the PDF documents the city uploads to its website now. But Boyer says Jacksonville doesn't have all its data in one system, so it could be difficult to input it into an OpenGov system. She says the city has been looking into purchasing a new system to consolidate records. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.